What's Up Fool Podcast. Welcome to the What's Up Fool Podcast with Felipe Esparza, Rodrigo Torres.
Yeah, man.
And Lisa over here with the facts. What's up, everybody, man? What a week, man. Mayweather and 50 Cent going at it.
Get the strap.
We don't even know half of the story. We don't even know what they're talking about. The fight got in so deep that they're talking about personal stuff that they went through that no one else knows. So everybody's confused now. Because at first, we were all into it. You know, okay, we know you slept with this chick. You know, we slept with that chick. We know he's poor. We know that you spend money on hookers. But then it got to some crazy, dark places.
For example?
Bro. You weren't watching a fight?
No.
Bro, it got deep, bro. 50 Cent came out and said that one of Mayweather's friends committed suicide on Snapchat while talking to Mayweather.
Damn, like that?
50 yeah. Cent said that?
Yeah.
Was that true?
Well, we don't know.
Damn.
They went deep.
That's some shit that TMZ don't even know.
And he said that Mayweather was playing T.I. songs, no, or Trey songs.
Okay.
The whole time that guy was talking, right? But then he said that when I started reading everything, like more people were talking, then a real story came out. No, bro. He said, 50 Cent said, I'm going to make up names because I don't know the names of these people.
It's all good.
He said, man, yeah, man. So I see how you do your boy Gerald. As soon as he broke up with his lady, you want to go get his lady an apartment, bought her a car, had sex with her, and then left her. But see, he's strong. He knows the game. Hoes is hoes. But Ray, on the other hand, he wasn't built that way.
A little soft.
So that fool, he basically said that Mayweather had sex with that dude's girlfriend, Ray. And then he found out, and then he just shot her while he was confronting her.
Are you serious? Yeah, because I only seen one tweet this weekend, and it was just what it said.
There was no response by Mayweather on that one,
whatsoever.
Though. Nothing, bro.
But they were going back and forth for a while?
But, man, Mayweather found an old-ass photo of 50 Cent all sucked up, bro.
Back in the Jamaica Queens
dude,
days.
Dude, like, cracked out, dude. Like, I am the captain. And he put him next to a bunch of little rats, dude.
Who does he have doing these little things for him, these little Photoshop things? Is he doing them himself?
He has money to pay anybody.
That's what I heard. They have a social media team.
Oh, he has a
yeah,
team.
Yeah, both those fools. Because he had a little tweet that said, hey, man, it's all good. I love my little brother Mayweather, 50 Cent said. But you know what? He ain't going to be able to read this tweet anyways, man. Get the strap. Hashtag.
What did they say? Get the strap.
What's the get the strap?
Get the strap is like, that's 50 Cent. Yeah, like, you know, get the strap. I'm going to shoot your ass real quick. Da, 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 da.
Come on.
Exactly. Well, you know, come on. Are they really going to go to the street and beat it up?
They went deep.
I thought they meant like get the strap, like get the belt, like a kid, having to go get his
gun.
Own belt, you know.
But that's deep. Like, I didn't know they were, because I know that 50 Cent used to walk with Mayweather on to the ring back in the day.
Yeah, they were boys. Because they went at it before, though, like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago.
Then one of them slept with somebody or left with somebody's chick.
I know it was a big old beef about who has more money for real.
But I know Nelly took off with somebody, lady.
Nelly took off with Miss Jackson, who was his.
Really?
Yeah, that was Mayweather's. But he was beating her.
When he broke the phone with and all that? And went to jail for?
She was on that little behind-the-scenes thing or whatever, really pretty woman, and she was kind of staying quiet. And she said, just call me Miss Jackson or whatever.
I'm so sorry, Miss Jackson.
So that's what everybody called her. And then she's a model, I guess, or she was. But then she left him
never
for Nelly.
To punch you in and then the eye. I'm sorry, Ms. Jackson.
And then he was saying,
I am for real.
Mayweather was saying that he.
Backseat drama.
He was just talking shit about how little money Nelly must make compared to him and all this stuff.
But, to be able to lift a girl from a guy that has mad money.
Yeah, but he's.
He out there performing at Magic Mountain. Say stuff like that, dude.
Yeah. Are you serious?
So, yeah, he out there performing at Six Flags.
Yeah, bagging on. I don't even think of her that funny, but bagging on his career.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Level. But it didn't matter because she was happier.
He back to being barefooted. Jay Lee wasn't along in the yard.
But does it matter because she was happier?
But she was happier with him.
Happier, of course. But they got
beat the shit out of her.
But it was deep.
Fuck all that.
Because then Mayweather put out a watch that he bought, cash, $18 million.
God damn.
And then 50 Cent put the same watch on his finger and said, let's break it down, man. First of all, the way these fools, this N-word spends money, you know, all those lawsuits he got going on, all the women he beat up, party he throws, the gambling. He goes, man, that's not his watch. He would have put that back in a jewelry store.
So he's just bagging hard, breaking it off.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, because he was Mayweather put up a picture of the watch and then put up a picture of some report of 50 Cent's net value, his worth. And his worth was like $18 million and the watch was $20 million or something like that. And he was saying, you shouldn't be arguing with me. You should be arguing with my watch. You're not even on the same level as me.
Because like, supposedly he made most of his money off that vitamin water, right? And then he sold that away or something?
50 Cent?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he just filed for bankruptcy.
Right,
because
the whole child support thing, he didn't want to report to pay that much.
He's just hiding his assets. He's not. It doesn't mean he has no money.
Swiss bank accounts over here.
Yeah, man.
What's up, fool?
Kobe Bryant thinking of making a comeback, bro.
Are you serious? I'm down for that. You know me, dog. I'm one of the Kobe's right now.
I saw him stretching his ankles over there in MacArthur Park.
This fool.
Swimming laps at Venice Beach, bro.
Dude, I'm excited about the Lakers, dog.
What do you think? He should come back?
He can come back, dog.
When was the last time somebody came back and the Lakers didn't do shit?
Well, it was
Magic, bro.
He came back.
When they had Kobe, when they had Shaq, and they had all these other fools.
No, that was way before that. It was before that.
Before that?
Yeah. He was coming back with the little 1987 moves.
But he came back after AIDS, though. I'm talking way after.
Yeah.
He had retired, and then the new kids came in.
Yeah, I don't think Kobe wasn't in, because he came in 96. That was before 96, like 91, dog, 92.
But it was Shaq then.
No, he was with Magic at that time.
No, he can't. Magic retired, and then he came back and played with big stars.
Right, but it wasn't.
No, I mean, Shaq was with the Magic.
He played either with Kobe or with Shaq. He played with a big
look it up?
Person.
Yeah, I don't think
Look it up, please, because I know I'm right.
No, it's not that, dude, because it would have been a big thing. But I don't know, dude. He came in 96. That's when Kobe
came back for a little bit, for a little while.
Yeah, because I remember people were bagging on him, comedians and shit.
I know, because he was playing with the basketball, the basketball wrapped in saran wrap. Cellophane wrap.
But he was doing all the old school moves, though, dude. Yeah, I remember that. But he came back for a while. That was the Lakers, though, right?
This fool says Kobe playing with the Wizards.
No, Jordan was playing with the Wizards. Remember he came back?
Yeah, he came back.
But he came back with the Bulls after that little thing, you know?
He was half owner, half coach, and player.
It was not as good.
Yeah, dude. But he went through a lot of bullshit,
too. Everybody needs to be gone the first time they retire, because the second time when they come back, I don't know if any comeback after retirement has been.
But a lot of those dudes ain't doing what Kobe does and what LeBron does. They get those shots, they get like stem cells in the knees and rebuild all that shit. They didn't have all that, like, you know.
Yeah, they are learning how to be more bionic.
It's hard to come back if you're 7 feet tall, huh?
That too, man.
Their knees are worn out.
Because homeboys is like 6 something, looking like
sad crying Jordan.
Who did that meme on that player, dude? Or was it that chick? The crying Jordan knees?
Wait, on who?
There's a meme like that. He has the knees right there. Jordan's over there crying, dog. Somebody had beat up knees. I don't know if it was a player or an old model. I think Cindy Crawford or some shit.
I don't know, but there's a lot of comedians out there that need the crying Jordan.
A lot of fools be like fronting over there, dog. Damn, man.
It's weird, like, to complain as a young comedian. You know, you really gotta just stay out of the. Move up to the next lane, you know?
There's nothing to complain about.
Like, go to you can really start your comedy again at the Laugh Factory. You just gotta, you know, you gotta take one for the team for yourself.
Dude,
you gotta go on Wednesday, spend the night, let Jimmy see you. And then you get regular spots on Latino night.
Well, it's funny that you're saying that, because Byron Bauer said that. He said, even if you're not in the rotation, just go to do the open mic and do it that way to get in. Because a lot of people don't want to bow their head down because they've been doing it for 10 years or 12 years or 9 years. And they're like, no, I don't want to start over again. He's all, it's bullshit. If you want to be in the mix, you got to get in the mix, dog.
Start all over again. But you never started. If you only perform in Rosemead.
Right. And if nobody knows your material, they don't really know who you are. The world's huge, dog.
Huge. I
mean, come on, fool. You know, and you already had, like, mad taste from, like, doing Showtime and then doing Que Locos when Que Locos was fucking hot as fuck, dog. You had a whole batch of material then, and then your shit, you know, Last Comic Standing, Showtime, now. Come on, dog.
Some young comedians, they get trapped doing the shows in a certain area. Like, I saw a flyer with Sebastian Zetina. And there was 4 comedians there I never heard of, dude.
Oh, yeah. They're the ones that bring the people in.
They're the Acapulco All-Stars.
I mean, he's doing Bruce's on Wednesday.
Okay. In 95-96 season is when he came back. He was thinking about coming back in the 92 season, but he ended that attempt.
Yeah, there was press conference.
So he didn't play with Shaq, right?
No.
Kobe.
Corey Blount, Eldon Campbell, Cedric Ceballos, Vlade Divac, Eddie Jones, Frankie King, George Lynch, Anthony Miller, Anthony Peeler, Fred Roberts, Derek Strong, Sidel Threat, and Nick Van Exel.
Van Exel, dude, because he was with Portland. And that was a rebuilding like squad right there, what they're doing now.
Yeah. It was before Kobe.
Yeah, so Shaq was in Orlando?
Shaq was in Orlando still.
Yeah, still. That's when they call him the Shaq Attack. And the dudes from Rage had that one lyric. And now I'm slamming like Shaquille.
I used to have his basketball card.
You don't have it anymore?
I don't know.
You had it right there in the kitchen, dog.
Yeah, I do have it somewhere.
It has to be somewhere, dog.
In the Magic, right?
Yeah, this fool was all proud. It's all, I got a rookie card, dog. I was like, damn, that's cool.
Yeah, well, Shaq was with the Magic 92-96.
Shout out to 92-96. Yeah, and what year he was there?
95-96 season. So he ended his season with the Lakers just when he was leaving the Magic.
So. Kobe needs to sit down, huh?
I don't know, though. Like, I was telling you, dude, all that, like, new, like, bionic shit, you know? It's like that fool that sits in the icebox, eh? But, you know what I mean? Who knows, dog? He has a lot of skill, too. You know, because they have a couple old heads right there. They're going to be showing those fools some tricks, dude, you know? Who knows, though? Who knows, you know? You think that fool should just take a knee? Get off the court.
Drinking the Costco water, yeah, man. This fool knows everything, bro. That's right. If you're watching me live, yes, I will be on the Joe Rogan podcast. Joe Rogan Experience tomorrow.
Tuesday.
Oh, it's tomorrow, fool?
July 31st, 1 p.m.
Oh, I thought this fool said August 31st. Oh. Damn.
What's up, fool?
What's up, dog?
This week, I am in Jacksonville. Now, I'm going to turn into a Vietnam vet now. This week, I'll be in Jacksonville, Florida at the Comedy Zone, August 2 through the 4th.
2nd through the 4th.
August 2nd through the 4th, I'll be in Jacksonville. August 10th, I'll be in Amarillo, Texas at the Globe Center. August 11th, McAllen, Texas at the McAllen PAC.
Performing Arts Center.
Performing Arts Arena. McAllen, Texas, August 11th at the Performing Arts Arena. Lubbock, Texas, August 24th at the Memorial Civic Center. Laredo, Texas, August 25th at James Auto Center?
Sames.
Oh. At Sames Auto Center.
It used to be called something else. They just changed their guess name. I'll be last week or two weeks ago.
I guess at this comedy show, you get an oil change during the show. And get your transmission change.
Get ready.
August 25th, Sames Auto Center. August 30th, September 2nd. August 30th through September 2nd, I'm going to be at the Brea Improv in California. Brea Improv. That show is going to sell out, man. So get your tickets, people. I'm telling you, you got to get these tickets, man. If you don't get these tickets, man, I'm just going to be the funniest guy on Lyft. All right, man?
Orange County, man.
Or the funniest guy on Uber. They don't even check for drugs on these jobs.
Supposedly, they're a little bit lax on all that
every
stuff.
Other
like.
Job, every other job, even to drive a cab, probably, to deliver anything. Hey, man, I want you to piss on that thing. But Lyft, the fool's driving, man. Hey, man, if you want to hit that vape pen, go ahead.
Car already smells like weed, huh?
I've been in Lyft drivers that just, they're working too hard for that 4-star, bro.
I know.
They ask like, you to give them that 4-star.
That right? guy is that trying too hard, bro, and their car always smells like ass and perfume.
Yeah, try to or conceal
like
that smell.
Or like a urinal cake or something.
Urinal cake,
that
yeah,
one guy, we took the...
Cat pissed in there,
when that
why.
Guy picked us up in a van to take us to the airport, but when we were going to Orlando, his car, he had those stinky-ass things. There were like 5 of them in the car. Those little canisters you buy at the checkout counter.
With that little cardboard
little
in there.
At the top. Oh, my God. It smelled like urinal cakes, you know? It smells like that weird...
You know why,
strong.
Though? Because they bought it at the 99 cent store and that shit sat in a container for 2 years before they sold it.
So it's like 5 of them.
I had a Lyft driver one time pick me up, bro. He was higher than me. He goes, hey, homie, you want to drive? It's all right. So they fool got in the back seat.
Oh, dude. But those fools that talk too much, though.
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, that I can't
take. Man,
I look at their
bio and it says, music, whatever's in your mood. I put on my shades, bro, and my ski mask, bro.
Put your headphones on, dude.
The fool starts talking. Yeah, I'm in acting.
So how'd you start your podcast? Got any recommendations, equipment I need to get? Remember that one fool?
Oh, my God.
Damn, dog. He wouldn't get off your ass, dog.
Some fool just talk, huh?
Oh, dude. He's telling
I had this one driver, dude. Man, this fool got too comfortable. Yeah, he was getting like racist, but like,
damn,
but 1985 racist. Like, yeah, maybe once in a while, man, I fuck my little Buddha head, you know?
Damn.
What? And you know, and I go down to Mexico, right? I gave me one of the little Mexican girls, you know? But everything, it was all prostitutes. Like, he was telling me how.
Adelita style.
How he, sometimes he, like, he gets some inside, he never gets up on the streets.
Oh, inside
but
the clubs?
But it was crazy that we were talking, dude.
I know. So we talked about a scandalous fool that used to get him from the streets. I was like, oh, my God, dude. It was, dude, it was the most scandalous. I've seen it, and we know another dude that did the same thing. Yeah, man. $40, man. It's like, dude, you're that cheap? Here, I'll let you borrow $40, dog.
Just trade, bro.
Fuck that.
I saw Mark today.
Mark who?
Mark, bro. Hey, what's going on? Hey, yeah, man. I used to go on hits with fucking Renee Boxer, man.
Dog. The little chubby guy, eh? The little Elvis. People call me little Elvis. I was like, fuck you, bitch.
This is the guy at the shop?
Yeah, yeah. Mark.
Is he going to be able to do a daytime interview? Can he come on the podcast?
How about that one day? He's like, how much are you going to pay me, eh? Oh, I don't know about all that. This one started bagging on his ass. He knows everything about East LA gangs.
Oh, this fool was telling me that he went to Vegas, dude, and he wore his Boyle Heights t-shirt. He goes, everyone give me free stuff, eh?
Oh,
yeah, man. I grew up on First Street. If I'm first, I grew up on First Street, eh? They would give me extra sodas and shit.
Look at Dignitary over here, dog.
I asked him, where'd you get that t-shirt? That fool said he made it, dude.
How does that fool need to make t-shirts, know how to make t-shirts, dog?
I got screen printing, eh? And I was alert, eh? I got laser printing, eh?
I mean, I don't know. I find that a little hard to believe, but he's cool as fuck.
This fool said Club Hong Kong and TJ's the best.
Me and Flaco said the mean strip show that one time. We
fucking
went
Jaime Arcos over here. Arcoiris. My whole life's a rainbow, eh?
Dude, because they have the stage that goes all the way across.
Emma Cruz. I hate fools that get comfortable. They need to build barriers, or as Donald Trump likes to call them, walls. I know what she's talking about, Emma.
Like little dividers or something?
Yeah,
like
man.
Like a cop car?
Like just like, it should be like this, dude. Pick up the person, sit down, shut up. You know, we already know. We both know where we're going already.
Hell yeah.
You made it here. You shouldn't be going there. So how's your day going? Is it hot enough for you? Yeah, bro. It's getting hotter, bro. Would you close these windows and turn on the AC.
Yeah, I hate those fools that don't have it all crispy cold in there, dog.
I know, man. There's so many people who leave it off until you get in, then they'll turn it on. Or they'll wait for you to ask to turn it on. It's like, what's going on?
I hate when the Lyft driver says there's room for four passengers, and you get there, and the guy wears 400 pounds, and his seat is all the way back, yeah. So there's no more room for her. There's room for two people. That's it.
Remember that big ass fool that picked us up in San Antonio? That dude weighed like 400 pounds.
Who had a picture of their Lyft driver? It said, my Lyft driver is bigger than yours. And this guy was like in the back seat practically. His arm was spilling over into like the back seat area. It was a huge guy.
And my 600 pound life on wheels.
It might have been like Moshe or something. Somebody like that was posting. I thought it might have been you, but I don't think it was.
I had a guy that was too professional. I had a bow tie, bro. And on the back, he had candies, dog. He had all kinds of little gums, bottle of water, dude. He had those sanitizer gloves,
napkins.
Like, what is that for, dog?
I don't know, man.
Red
Hot Cheetos?
He had movies, bro. If you want to watch a movie.
We're going around the corner, dog.
Well, come on, what is it, a three-hour tour?
But I understand, like.
The skipper.
Those ratings would come in handy, though, if you were able to request somebody based on the ratings. Or if you were able to say, no, I don't want this guy because they're only rated 2 stars.
Damn,
or whatever,
giving
you know
ideas
what I mean?
For a new service.
Like, what are the ratings for if not for that? Like, do you ever check the ratings of your driver when it says who your driver's going to be and you see it's like 3 stars? Do you ever go,
well, I never get 3 stars. I get
four or five.
All mine are 4.8.
No,
or higher.
You mean the people who are going to pick you up?
Yeah.
Oh, well, sometimes. I'm just saying, like, do you ever notice what their rating is?
Yeah. I think they give those the 4 and 5 stars to the people that usually get the passengers or get the jobs.
Like, if I'm I think I'm rated 4.9 or 4.8. Because there's somebody that didn't like me.
So like a driver will match yours?
One person didn't like me, I guess.
Why?
I don't even know who it was. Loser! But the guy goes that, he goes, I saw that, he said, I saw that you were a 4.9, so right away, I got you right away. He goes, I rushed to get you. I made a crazy U-turn because he wanted my fare over somebody else that was closer.
Oh yeah, hey dude. So what's up with Uber and Lyft are different, right?
Yeah.
Because they don't do that little. They don't rate the passengers, right? Lyft.
I don't think they do.
But Uber does, yeah. Right? Yeah, man. What do you guys like better?
I like when the car not falling apart, bro.
Well, the whole reason we switched to Lyft was because the owner of Uber was supporting the Trump supporter. And DT.
Afo, remember the guy that picked us up in Baton Rouge? The little chubby black dude in that car smelled like blunts and everything. You remember that little fool?
Yeah.
Dude, that car was thrashed, dog. But, you know, I give that little fool a little 5 stars.
How about the Asian dude that blazed with it afterwards?
Oh, dude, what's his
name?
He
was crazy. He was from San Antonio or Houston.
Oh, dude, I know his name.
Ray or Danny. He was an Asian dude. He was crazy. Dude,
he had like a mean. Cool, he has a cool ass name.
That dude. Fool had a cowboy accent, like a redneck accent. It was hilarious. He goes, y'all come, come on, y'all come, I'll come to your show. I'll wait for you guys.
He was cool, man.
He had like a southern accent, dude. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
What's his name? It was Danny, bro. What?
Give me a second.
He was a character, that dude. Another
mad character.
Dude. My first Lyft driver or Uber driver, the guy didn't charge me because he recognized me. No, he didn't recognize me. I made that fool laugh. So the whole trip.
Richie Puffs.
Oh my God.
Yeah, dog. Look, dog. This is what he sent me, dog. And if you click on it, there's a little dog. Because he pulled out a little pin, dog. That was his little dog, fool. If you click on it, yeah, that's his little dog.
Richie Puffs.
Oh, dude, when I first opened it, it started shooting stars and stuff. It was cool.
He picked us up and then he came to the show afterwards. Yeah, to get kicking.
I was in Houston.
What up, fool? Shout out to Flacco.
Somebody wanted a Flacco health update. How's he doing right now?
Flacco's doing all right, but he's angry at life.
He's all good, man.
Time is ticking on that fool.
So having those little headaches, dude. You know? But he did the show.
Everybody's doing good, man. Johnny's over there doing his podcast with, what's his name?
Nick Guerra?
With Nick Guerra. Marcho Rizzo doing the same whack-ass videos.
Regardless, he's consistent, Rasta.
He's consistent, eh? 2000 late. Boy, I saw, you know, everybody doing those videos of Kiki?
Yeah, the little Kiki challenge.
Enough, eh?
That's what I'm saying.
Enough. I saw a funny one, dog.
Which one?
It was a fucking dude. He's driving his car, and his fucking mean ass Mexican grandpa Tata in a wheelchair next to him, bro.
Yeah, he's outside the car in the wheelchair. Like this.
Are you serious?
He's pushing the wheelchair on the side of the car.
Oh my God, dude. How about that one gorda that ate it, dog? It messed up her hip, dog.
That was your sister, bro.
My sister, bro.
She got fucked up.
Dude, she like dislocated her hip and everything. Every time she touched
it. How about that white chick that got run over?
The brother?
The white chick.
Oh, the white. Oh, dude.
You know what was fake?
That one looks real. The one with the brother, supposedly he set it up, but he slipped on that little oil slick. Dude, he was wearing sandals, dog. Took it to the face, fool.
What's up, fool?
Chilling, dog.
I heard you were fucking beating up some chicken McDonald's, bro.
Nah, dude. That gorda beat that chick up, dog.
That woman, oh my God. Gorda.
I've seen those dying. Chicks like pummel dude, chicks, dude. Dudes.
I don't know if you guys, we're talking about that video that came out the last 4 days. And McDonald's employees, they got into a fight with these cholas. Man, they were tonguing, huh?
Yeah, no, dude, they were Latinas. The other one made look half Asian or something, but, dude, they were Latinas to the core. Dude, and how about when she tried to hit, like, be cool and back up, and then the chick with the blue shirts, I'll leave her alone, stop. And then she went at her, and then she started beating her butt, too, dog.
See, that's ghetto style, bro. Something my brother would do, bro. If someone getting beat up, and, like, everybody's jumping up, he can't get a little hit in. Hey, man, leave him alone, man. Come here, man. You all right, man? You all right?
Give him a little elbow?
Yeah.
I got beat up by a Samoan chick, dude, in high school.
I got beat up by a Mexican chick, just like that chick, bro.
Yeah, this is Leoma was her name.
Hey, bro, she was, she knew how to fight, huh?
Oh yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
Big fat chick has fought in prison, dog.
You see how many quick hits she has fought in
enclosed areas before.
But that,
she
that
was chopping her, bro.
She got a lot of hits in per movement.
But that chick, I think that chick really disrespected her and threw something at her on top of Connor stuff. Yeah. She got wicked on her, but she got way more wicked.
She did what you did, bro. She got a courtesy cup trying to get Pepsi.
But you have to do it smooth, dog. But
she didn't do it smooth.
Nah, and dude. Then see, here's, that's like sneaking in,
this
dog.
Guy drilled it down for you right here.
Go for it.
All he focused on was the titty that popped out.
It was a little titty.
Nah,
man.
That was
titty.
A sad titty. That was a little titty was sad, dog.
That titty came out like a little baby leg.
That wasn't a happy titty, dog.
That titty came out, bro, and then like she didn't even have time to hide it.
Hell no, that was a defeated titty.
Bro,
what? Dog?
What was she thinking? Dude?
She's retarded.
She didn't think that she was gonna like get yeah. at that.
She's all she wants her job or whatever. I'm gonna.
You
talk
can't
shit.
Be disrespecting people who haven't got a fucking raise since McDonald's started, bro.
That goes to show you can't disrespect anybody, dog.
If that
any job.
If that fat chick was making $20 an hour working there, she would let that fucking sit. She would let that sort of slide.
Well, to me, it looks like she was wearing a manager shirt. And the other thing, I think she's caught her before and told her not to. Yeah.
She looked like there was something personal there between
she
them.
She called her a fat chick or whatever and threw something at her.
The chick, the little small chick threw fries at her and a shake at her.
Hell yeah.
And then she was trying to hit her with that thing.
Well, remember she grabs a chair full? And that fat chick grabbed the chair back and she's like, what? That's when she finally backed down. And she's still trying to go over there and like scream at her.
She said that girl's nipple had the Michael Jordan face, bro.
Little crying Jordan meme.
Yeah, dude, she got her ass fucking beat, dog.
Dude.
But she didn't fall.
Dude. Her head fell, dude. You see how much time it got smacked on the little the booth chairs that go together, and it got smacked on the table, dog. And on the other side.
She got beat up so bad, bro. It felt like she was accepted as a friend in 1980.
Dude, she got her good. Dog.
She fucked her up.
You can't be disrespecting people like that. Just because people work at McDonald's doesn't mean you can say stuff to them, dude. And you know what? If they catch you, put the cup back, go, I apologize. Dude, you know what I mean? Shit. She wanted too much, dog. They gave her an inch and she took a foot.
She got her ass kicked, man.
Hell yeah, dog. That's a royal ass beating.
Then the other little chick was down too, though.
Yeah, huh? And it's a little chonchita too, dog. Like, she got hers in, dog. She got her licks in, dude. They both got their licks in. Because she was trying to get up on her, too, dog. Grabbing shit and throwing at him. Are you dumb? You never, dude. You never mess with
you see that big
chick
was at her house later on, the couch, smoking a blunt, laughing, dude?
Yeah, I go, I tell her how I fucked her up and this and that, dude. I bet you she was, dog. See, I bet you those, if that lady has kids, dude, they don't try shit, dog. That's
they're afraid of her mama.
That's an American-ass mom right there, dog. You ain't fucking around at that pad, dog. She sees nobody, don't bring anybody over. After they seen that video,
I think they're going to make a value meal of that big lady, bro. It's going to be a little punch.
Dude, she gets respected now. Everybody's going to kiss the ring, dog. Seriously, fool.
Imagine, dude, how many times that girl has to beat up people inside her house.
Oh, yeah, dude. She probably punks her husband into sex, fool. That fool's all tired and shit.
She's
married. I don't know, man. I didn't see a ring, but, you know.
She got her.
Yeah,
she was. The funniest meme I saw in that fight. It was the big girl getting another punch in, and
my Skype is coming in.
Oh, what that's the not fuck? Me. It's a beat right there, huh?
That's a Skype noise.
It's a new DJ Khaled song.
It's on my phone.
Oh. I was like, nobody's calling here.
Aaron, the engineer. But that little meme you said?
Oh, there was a meme. And it was the big girl holding that little girl's throat. And she's about to hit her again. And it said, when your dog has something in his mouth and you don't know what it is, you're trying to take it out. when your dog has something in his mouth and you're trying to take it out of his mouth.
Hilarious, dude. She got rocked, dude.
You got shows coming up, dog.
Yes. August 7th, we're back at the Fox in Riverside, downtown Riverside, with Mr. Martin Moreno, a Latino comedy all-star.
In the world, Raza!
Please come out, 8 p.m. Tickets available at the door. August 9th, we are doing the Easy Speak comedy again in Echo Park. We'll have Flaco there if he survives. And you guys can get tickets or RSVP at easyspeakcomedy@gmail.com. Also, August 14th, I'll be in Temecula at the Shamrock. And hit me up on my IG to get the details on that. And also, August 21st, I'll be at the Dime in Hollywood with Adam Hunter. Yeah, man.
What's up, fool? What's this? Why is this on the top of my feed? I didn't know Moana had a podcast. What's up, fool? Welcome to the Aquaman podcast.
Well, trying to bag, huh?
Trying to bag and shit, man.
I want to see a picture of you, dog.
What's up, fool? NC Swap Live.
North Carolina.
What up, dog?
Big ups. NC.
Jacksonville.
We just heard that Improv, or Levity, has a new... It's going to be an Improv. A new club in North Carolina.
Really?
It's going to be in Charlotte.
Oh, damn.
You were in Raleigh last time, right?
Yes, Raleigh.
Now, maybe this is going to be near Raleigh. I can't remember. I think it's near Raleigh, like 20 minutes away. You know all those improvs are all in the suburbs.
You know how President Trump is starting the Space Force?
Yeah, man.
Jeff Sessions today starting the Religion Force.
Religious Liberty Task Force.
Religious Liberty Task Force.
So what does that entail?
Well, according to them... Go ahead.
He stole the idea from Handmaid's Tale, by the way.
Handmaid's Tale. Basically, it's...
all religion, right?
Well, they say all religions, except but for, they've been really highlighting the Christian, you know, religion. But they're going to basically be handling any issues that have to do with people's religious liberties being infringed upon. Things
like somebody having a poster of a cross in their workplace.
Maybe. But maybe. I don't know that that would have any bearing on anybody's civil liberties or anything like that. But because then you have the question of civil liberties and
it's already guaranteed church and to state. You in,
I know, there's
the
already those things. I know. The thing is, there is no attack on the religious right. There is no attack on Christianity. And he actually ended his statement saying, "We will say Merry Christmas again."
Oh, my God.
I mean,
God,
seriously,
dude.
These people think people aren't allowed to say Merry Christmas.
I say Happy Holidays just to piss people off.
I say Happy Holidays because I worked in customer service for years in New York City and L.A., and there's a lot of people who are not religious and who don't celebrate Christmas. So
I tell them to fuck off.
I just say Happy Holidays because that covers everybody.
Now, doesn't that go
it
under the umbrella?
It has nothing to do with... Yeah, it's under
government,
the umbrella, yeah.
Government waste? It's like, dude, anything else that I waste money on?
It's total
Jesus,
waste.
Jesus, dude.
It's ridiculous. And it's like, okay, these would handle issues like the bakers who didn't want to make a cake for the gay wedding... Or
Supreme Court ruled in their favor, by the way, but very vague.
Yeah,
a very vague ruling. What?
No, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that these things are already taking care of themselves.
Right,
There's no need
for
a task force. If it's something that infringes on your rights,
a task force, bro.
It was just like when homeboy, Daryl Gates started Crash. It's like, dude, really, dude? I mean, I can kind of understand that. But this?
A task force.
I can't wrap my head around that, dog.
I know. It's really kind of scary.
So... Jehovah's Witness cannot knock at my door no more. What are really saying?
Imagine.
Yeah, do we have a right not to be?
Because they say even like you sometimes you leave a little Roman Catholic sign up there, your mom or whatever leaves it, and they still knock.
Or the laugh at you, the little Jewish thing right there on top of the door.
The mezuzah.
Yeah, yeah, it's like don't come in here.
A Muslim brother, they have those two knives, bro, hanging.
So said two knives,
the sabers,
swords,
two sabers, bro.
Every Muslim I ever met was like cool as hell, dog. Nice.
Yeah. Every Mormon I ever met, every
we
Muslim
are gonna start
I ever
saying
met.
Merry Christmas.
Whatever, dog.
I stopped saying Merry Christmas, bro, when my parents stopped buying me presents, bro. That's when I stopped saying Merry Christmas. Well, I didn't get what I wanted. Nah, they know Merry Harry. We're barely happy.
Who said barely happy, dog?
If you say happy Christmas, you get mad too, huh?
Yeah, who cares? Do it, dude.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, Rasa.
I think people are afraid of... I think those people don't like the fact that a lot of people don't say Christmas. But I see it everywhere. There is no shortage of Christmas.
I've been seeing Xmas for a long time.
Xmas is an... X is an acceptable abbreviation for CH. It always has... Or actually, it's for the word cross or Chris. X has always been an acceptable shortcut for that. It's just a shortcut.
I thought it was X-Men.
People are crazy, dog. What are you going to change culture with that, dude? Come on, man.
People fall for it, huh?
Oh, dude, a lot of people fall for it. Because a lot of people, dude, I'm American, all pissed and red.
That piece of California won't fly.
Dude, or New York, dog.
Or New York, you know.
I think what these people are basically saying is California and New York aren't the arbiters of what but if American culture is. You know what I mean? Like, they're saying, don't forget about the rest of us in the country in the middle.
Fuck you and your square dancing.
What they call the flyover states.
Look at law textbooks. Most of the decisions are either Cali or New York.
They're huge.
Yeah.
They have more influence, because, you know what I mean? And I like the Dice Man one time, because he was bagging on Letterman. He's all, hey, Letterman, he's your farmer. Everybody between L.A. and New York is your farmer. That shit was hilarious, dude. People were just staring at that fool at the Comedy Store. When he used to wear those big old cloaks, he used to go a geege 80 times.
Everybody.
A geege.
All these people, urine color.
This fool swear, dude. Whatever, Jeff Sessions.
Yeah,
people would get offended by that, huh? If you would get the Dice Man a guest spot like at a regular show.
Oh,
fool. Like an out show. He just shows up, bro, with glitter.
I would love him to fucking put on the 15,000 rhinestone jacket, dog.
Did he have it on when we saw him in Miami?
Nah, dog. He was he had a
different muscle
shirt. He had like a shirt that you have, like those workout shirts, cut right here, cut on the shoulders. Loose and big, probably like a 3X, big long shorts, and boots.
Like MC Poncho's chillax.
The fool had ski glasses.
Yeah, dog. Tinted yellow.
He loves those old Jewish lady glasses.
Yeah,
he does,
dude.
Man.
Andrew, that's my son. Remember when Fred Stoller goes, yeah, his mom's a bully. He goes to the bakery and shoots to the front of the line. Don't you know who I am? I'm Andrew's mother. Make sure that everything's fresh that you give me. I'll pay you next week. Yeah, dog. Brooklyn's finest, dog. Testifying, fool.
By the way, we're waiting for our guest. He's running a little late.
What's up, fool? They have his gloves on. Yes, he did have his gloves on.
Yes, fool.
The Dice Man. And guess what, man? At the end of the show, everyone stood up, and he did. He put up his collar, even though he don't smoke no more. He lit up that fucking Marlboro light.
Yeah, he don't hit it.
And he went, hickory dock.
Jack and Jill went up the hill with a buck and a quarter. Jill came down with 250. Oh! Unbelievable. Standing ovation. Dude, it was an awesome show.
That fool was sweating like a motherfucker, huh?
Yeah. Dude, it was dude, and it's tight because that was his new act, dog.
I think he has back rubs, shoulder rubs on his rider, bro. As soon as he gets off.
Somebody. Dude. To untense him. Yeah,
you mean it's his rider, so like somebody who works there has to give him shoulder rods?
Yeah.
A woman?
I think it's even a woman, though, too.
You can't request that. That's illegal.
Yeah, yeah. He wants a Polish woman.
Because they told us, because we're going to chill out with him for a little bit. And he's getting rubbed up right now. He's getting a massage.
Massage? Damn. What the fuck?
He didn't want to talk to us right away, dog. You know, fix his little hairs.
The Dice is king, bro.
Fuck yeah. He's a shit, dog. Dice is complete excitement.
You know what I didn't know, man?
What, fool?
I didn't know Suicidal Tendencies, when they came out, I didn't know that there were so many fights at their concert that they started banning them. They didn't really get a chance to play.
They got banned from the Palladium because they ripped the chairs off and threw them at people and shit. And like, just, they didn't even get a chance to
play. They were banned from Fender's.
Yeah, yeah.
They were performing
Fender's Ballroom, and that's an old school punk club.
They were banned from there. They ended up performing in recreation centers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No one else would have them, I guess.
Yeah, they were the dude, a mad liability, dude. Like, their shows were crazy because there was even a gang called Suicidal.
They were the real deal, huh? They were the first mixed gang where fools started wearing Pendletons, huh?
Yeah, and the little hat, hat that goes up, that's all them. But they all took that from the street. Him, Psycho Michael, the original drummer, AWOL, and then Rocky George, the original guitar player. Man, dude, they were hardcore, dog. And they were by the time All I Wanted Is a Pepsi, that song came out, they were all like super famous and kind of mainstream. But before that, dude, they were the real deal. And then that dude that's in Metallica now, Trujillo, he was in that band too. And then he did that weird thing for a while, like that funk band called Infectious Grooves. He did that for a while too before. And then now they're back with the Suicidal Dog
touring. What's up, fool? Rafael, what's up?
What's happening, brother? Pleasure to meet you, man.
Pleasure to meet you, man.
Oh, for sure, dude.
So excited.
We got Rafael Agustin right here. We're just talking about Suicidal Tendencies.
You know.
And the whole punk scene from back then.
casual Wednesday talk. What? Monday, Tuesday? What day is it today?
Monday.
Casual Monday talk.
Today, Monday, bro.
30th. Dude.
That's so crazy.
You have a case of the Mondays, bro?
No, I don't get that. I don't understand why people have the case of the Mondays. They're all mad.
You don't work in an office.
Even when I had a job and stuff. I don't get it.
I know. Some people put it on the act. That's for people who take mornings.
But you would never have a case for the Monday. Because all you do is grab the truck, go to Leisure Park, and fall asleep again.
Nah, I work, fool.
But no, I think it's people who aren't like morning people, who can't function in the morning. Those people who say, "Don't talk to me until I have my coffee." Whatever.
You think city workers still lazy, bro?
Half of Hell yeah, you can catch them sleeping. Go to Riverside Drive, dog.
To my LA County,
even more. LA County. I think, to be honest with you, I think LA County is a little bit more hardcore than the city. The city's more lax, I believe.
I remember going to when I was on a good one. You know, I was partying, and I went to the liquor store to buy more liquor. I was going out Danny Bonaducci style, bro. All I needed was a longboard.
A bottle of vodka.
Yeah, I bought a vodka. I bought a bottle of vodka and cranberry juice, you know, to get the vitamins going. and I bought Brillo.
Oh my God.
And I saw a city worker go in there with those big old dump trucks, bro. Big dump trucks. That fool bought a Snicker and Hennessy, bro.
Oh my God.
And he put it all, and I went right outside, the fool was shaking. Pouring it inside a little bottle, a little green thing, a little flask. Pour it all in there, bro. Whatever left over, downed it. Tore up that Snicker bar
to cover up.
Drank his grape soda, and then took another whiff. Got in the city truck, went back to work.
Yeah, how many of those guys are there who are just functioning?
Soda is the most important part of that story. You know what I'm saying? That's what changed everything.
Welsh is grape, man.
Well, a lot of our listeners who drink a lot of Deacon A, he's fucking up his teeth, eh? he's fucking up his teeth with that Snicker bar and that grape soda.
An alcoholic with cavities, dog.
It was like 10, dude.
Oh, yeah. He had to get his fixed, dog. House life is probably hard
when you hit a bowl, huh? For one little sip, it's enough for them, huh?
Maybe.
I can never drink that. Could you drink like that, Rafa?
No, not no more. I'm retired, man. I used to go hard. Not no more.
Damn.
Mezcal and tequila. That's what
Happy birthday, Berrones. Hey, Berrones. I thought it was George Perez, bro. I thought you were George Perez from Taco Shop.
Happy birthday. Today's also Gina Rodriguez's birthday. So there you go. Oh, wow. You share.
Happy birthday to the
Latinx Illuminati.
Gina
right
Rodriguez. Jane the Virgin. You're a writer for Jane the Virgin.
Yeah, yeah. I just came from the writer's room. Sorry I'm late. We wrapped up the room, jumped in my car, came hauling ass over here.
This is not really a podcast, bro. We're writing a new movie. We're just going to you're part of the staff writer now. So.
It's not even a podcast. This is all live.
We need your ideas.
Signed his NDA.
That ever happened to you, man, this business, when you just show up and go, whoa, 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 whoa. I didn't say we're going to be in this movie.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to write shit.
There's a red carpet happening this week for a movie that you were never in. And
they're tagging them?
And you're listed on the IMDb as the ending in this movie.
Shut up. Yeah. Get out of here.
It's called Suicide Road Trip. And I don't know what Ian Edwards is invited to the thing. His name is on the IMDb. I don't think this movie ever got made.
Suicide Road Trip?
I don't know. It's such a mystery. They invited you to the premiere this week.
They sound like some actresses who pay a publicist who don't even have a movie coming out.
Oh, yeah. Dude, but there's got to be a movie if there's a premiere, right?
Wow. Well, at least I'm coming out somewhere, right? I'm not even in I was never casted. But I'm in the red carpet, eh?
It's good to be wanted. It's good to be wanted.
This, Alex said, the guest looks like George Perez's older and normal brother. No felonies.
I'm the gang accountant.
George Perez, if he never did drugs. Greg Perez.
That's funny. I will say you're an old pit bull, bro.
Dude, don't be hitting on pit bull. Sexy old pit bull. What's up?
Lupita Rivera is the guest, bro. You're everybody, bro.
This is the bald head, man. I'm trying to categorize you.
So, how long have you been writing for Jane the Virgin?
This is my second season, and this is actually our last season. We're closing it out now.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's been great. It's been an awesome ride. I started season 4, and actually Vulture, 2 weeks ago, called last season. Well, actually, they just named Jane the Virgin the best show on television.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, that's freaking dope. For a Latino family, that's pretty freaking dope.
How long has the show been on?
Season 4. Five, so 5 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, four years, wow. Yeah.
Time flies.
So you're like a staff writer on the show?
Yeah. Staff writer. The only Latino male writing on that show. There's a bunch of Latinas, some women of color, a lot of ladies, which is great because writers' rooms in general are not very diverse and don't have a lot of women. But yeah.
Well, stick with it, because there are no Latino showrunners. That's one thing.
You know what? There isn't. Our two. We only have two Latinas who are showrunners, and that's Gloria Calderon-Kellett with One Day at a Time on Netflix, mm-hmm. and Tania Saracho with Vida on Stars. Those are like our only two.
Yeah.
We need more.
Well, Valentina Garza, which we're trying to get into.
Right. That's my girl.
Animated stuff. But
Valentina's in the Jane room. Yeah. Yeah, she's awesome. She used to write for The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And now she's writing for Jane.
Yeah, we want to meet with her, by the way.
You should.
We're trying to get in touch with her, but her manager's not helpful.
Well, you go over here looking at Ricky Steamboat and shit. It's dark, bro. Where you been at?
The beach?
Tunnels, eh? You been surfing or what?
Bodyboarding.
Trying.
But yeah, we're developing a sitcom right now, and we're trying to meet Latino showrunners.
Yeah, man, we had like two meetings already.
And we've met with two white guys. We're meeting with the third. And it's just like, these are who they're packaging.
Wait, hold on. You were attached to a show last season.
Yeah, with Peter Murrieta.
Yeah. What happened to that show?
I was following
it closely.
We went all the way to, they said yes.
ABC said yes to a script,
okay.
But said no to shooting the pilot.
Yeah.
And then, so that was a holding deal. And then Fox also wanted it. So they pitched it to Fox. Fox wanted it. Eva Longoria's production company got added to the whole mix. And so we thought that was a nice push. But then Fox and Disney's whole merger thing,
or buyout,
messed everything up. And then all the projects were on hold except for like two. And so it's kind of dead in the water.
So. I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to hear that. I sold my show last year, too, to CBS Studios.
Which one?
Based on my life as a former undocumented student.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was called Illegal at the time. I'm still debating what the title's going to be. But I'm going out in a few weeks to sell it, hopefully.
Good
gets picked
you.
Up there.
So where are you from?
What's that shit you're claiming? Like, damn. I just said damn, bro.
Got hit up.
I know. Born in Ecuador, South America.
Oh, wow.
Came to L.A. when I was 7 years old.
A long ass walk.
That's a motherfucking. You don't even know.
You and your mom, your parents came illegally that far. From that far,
we like most undocumented immigrants, we came on tourist visas and just overstayed. You know, it's been like 20 some odd years. You can say it's overstayed.
People don't understand that. That was the old school way of just staying here.
It's still common.
Like before, like I don't know, Willie Barcena told me that they each crossed the border and. They were like, when we got going, we're just going to go to Disneyland for the day. And they'll let them come in for the Disneyland, then leave.
It was way easier back in the day.
Yeah. But those people had visas too, though, because they were coming in to go to Disneyland, but then they'll stay.
That rhetoric of build the wall is so stupid because the like 70% of undocumented immigrants fly first class here, you know what I'm saying?
I know, man. But a lot of students overstay their visas, huh?
I knew Chinese students who would overstay visas in New York City. And they were just like...
A lot of tech companies last time.
They're like, I can't continue to go to school, but I'm not supposed to stay here, but I'm going
Now,
to
when it. You stay here with your visa, overstay your visa, then you're kind of documented anyhow, right? Semi-documented?
Well, technically, you're not supposed to be...
Right. But they have tabs on you is what I'm asking.
They have tabs on you anyway. Like, my parents paid taxes every year that they were in this country. Like, they weren't documented, and they weren't allowed to be here, but the IRS was like, well, collect your money.
Right.
Like, it's all good.
Yeah, like a lot of immigrants.
Yeah, and my pops was like, you know what, I want to do everything as much as by the book as I can now and to show that I love this country. And literally, he paid taxes every year, and we pay payroll tax and income tax and sales tax. You know, we're American in every sense of the word except, you know, the fact that we're undocumented. And the American Revolution was... founded on the idea that there's no taxation without representation.
Right.
And that's what they're doing to, like, what, 12 million, 13 million undocumented Americans in this country?
Not just taxes, but Social Security, too. They can't claim that. They can't claim that Social Security, but they pay into it for the current generation who's retired.
And what I sold, like, my TV show was like a comedy. I wrote it as a Latino, The Wonder Years. Like me just telling my life story when I was in high school, because this is what happened to me. I was the class president, the prom king, the top 10% of my class. Then I applied to go to college, and I found out I was undocumented when I applied to go to college.
Your folks never told you?
I didn't know.
Damn.
I didn't know. And that's so common now with dreamers who are like, oh, I'm going to continue my education.
Right.
And then they get back like, dude, you're not even legal, bro.
You're not even Josue, bro.
Wake up call.
It's Manny Lopez.
So what'd you do, dude?
Know what happened to Alfred Robles?
Yeah, he applied to be an officer, right? A cop?
I don't think we know the whole story, dude. I think that story's a little munched up. So I don't know any details.
People, go ask him right now.
Your mom didn't tell you until you were like 11 or 12, right? That you're in school still.
I found another hard way. My mom told me to run.
Amiga, go! Wait, so I didn't know this about you.
Yeah, with my family, with my brother, my mom, my dad came here
his
first.
New special.
And then we came here afterwards. My brother, we dressed my brother like a little girl.
Yeah, no, you're lying.
They had a girl's passport. Mixed
but that was always a common trick amongst people too, is to use other people's passports to cruise in.
I have to wear a mustache and show a little midget.
This fool already driving a cab, huh?
I came with my herramienta.
This fool.
Yeah, man, I don't remember that, like, we were living in Tijuana too. I went back a couple of weeks ago.
Were you living there because you got sent back?
We were living there because that was like our hub,
like the way station.
Way station. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Most of the people, like the guys we met at Tijuana, he said that most of the people who are here, they're trying to get across,
yeah,
or they're stuck here.
Or they're back. They're
returning. Aquí pura Sinaloa. He said a lot of the taste, a lot of the customs, they're very Sinaloa, because most of the people who came in the beginning were from Sinaloa. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they just settled in Tijuana.
Chalino did that. Chilled out on TJ for a while and then creeped over here.
I thought they just went for the cheap mariscos, man. That guy was crazy.
That's a Puerto Nuevo. Yeah.
Mm. Bomb-ass lobster.
What do you know about that?
I just know that it was $11.99.
Now it's more.
The first time I ate it was $11.99. I fucking tore it up. Nobody was paying attention. I ate an extra lobster.
Should I eat like four of them, dog?
And a fireworks store blew up next door.
Damn. Because I was going to ask, because with your story, you're already slated to go to, like, some Ivy League schools, right?
Yeah. I was on my way to, like, high-profile universities.
And then, so you find that out, and then you kind of, yeah, like, what, went the community college route, and then turned up to UCLA?
Man, you called it right there. Like, I got depressed, didn't know what to do with my life, and ended up at the only place that would accept me, community college.
So you never gave up the fight, because your folks were a little bit more, like, you know, get your education.
Yeah. My dad is actually a pediatric surgeon in Ecuador, and he came to this country to work at a car wash. And my mom is an anesthesiologist. She's a doctor, too, and she came to work at Kmart. So they always instilled, like, get an education. Like, you're always going to school. We can't pay for it. You pay for it yourself, but you got to go to school. And, yeah, I just, you know, like, I was depressed in my life. Like, I thought I was, like, a fucking white kid. That's the funny thing. Like,
you're living the dream.
I had hair back then. And when I had hair, I dyed it blonde. I thought it was Zach Morris.
Letterman jacket.
It was terrible. Letterman jacket and everything.
OP shorts.
So I didn't know how to react to the news, because I never saw an episode of, like, Saved by the Bell where Zach gets deported. You know what I mean? So I'm like, what the fuck do I do? It's crazy. So I went to community college. That's exactly what I did.
So what happened, man, when you found out? Well, how did you find out, eh?
I think it was a letter that was sent to me from one of the universities. Like, you are a perfect candidate. Can you send us your real social security number?
Damn.
And I was like,
that is the rule.
What the hell? What? Mom?
So they had checked, and it didn't come back.
Yeah, yeah.
So your mom just took... Didn't look very responsible.
Yeah, but you know, family secrets.
Yeah, you know
what? But it's, you know,
like,
what's funny?
Why, like, tell him? He's doing good. Don't ruin the fucking party.
I asked my mom.
Déjalo, no es cholo todavía.
There you go.
I kind of was. But I asked my mom, like, all these years later, it's like, why didn't you tell me? She straight up said, because we didn't want you to feel different.
There you go.
We didn't want you to feel different. And she said these words. I put it in the fucking show because it's so fucking relevant. She said, dreams should not have borders. I was like, damn. Come on, dog.
I believe it's like, where'd you pull that shit out from me?
You can't write corny shit like that. My mom said it.
look, that's funny. From the jerk. You mean I'm going to stay this color?
Oh, fuck.
So that was not your social? Who was it?
Eloy, is it?
You didn't know that the social bro started with a number. It started with a letter, dog.
It was like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I was like, what a lot. This is so convenient and easy to remember.
His social was 8, 6, 7, 5, 3.
But a lot of Latinos do that. They'll go back to Mexico, have somebody, another immigrant, work that social. Then they'll come back, and now you get your social security sent back to Mexico.
Yeah.
You're double dip nasty.
I think my tia tita did that, bro.
But she was a citizen.
She was born in Arizona, lived most of her life in Mexico, but anytime somebody went over here, they worked.
Mm-hmm. There you go, dog.
And she, and guess who collected that? Who collects all that money now?
Her at the end.
Bam.
There you go, dog.
But she went,
every month she goes to Mexico, gets that Social Security,
yeah,
picks up that check. She has a tia over there, puts the residence there, the check goes there.
Yeah.
She picks up the check, cashes it, goes back to Mexico, but nobody knows nothing.
Yeah, you have to receive it in the U.S.
Yeah, because I had a great uncle that.
How many people do that, you think?
A grip, dog. A grip. And then because you need a social to even work, you know what I mean?
Or TIN. You don't need a social. You need a TIN.
Don't put me on blast like me. don't get me fired from Jane the Virgin. Well, the flip side of that coin I was going to tell you is my dad, for example, this country didn't invest in his education. They didn't like pay for his schooling. He came at his prime to work his ass off here. So that the other side of that coin is all the immigrants who come and this country didn't invest to make them what they are.
Right.
Who give their lives and their best years of fucking labor and employment to this country.
Double shifts, yeah, all that stuff, overtime.
Triple shifts.
And that's a lot of things that gets overshadowed, too. The professionals that come here for menial jobs, but they still come out and they still shine and still end up owning property and come up on top.
I've met, like, Lyft and Uber drivers where, I used to be an engineer in my country.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
There were two cops at the restaurant I worked at. They were bus boys. They were cops in Mexico. It's like, why would you come here? Like,
full of big ass, full of bumping into shit.
It's that much better over here.
I know,
here.
I guess. Like, he brought his whole family. But they
probably with a cop in a little ass town where they only have one
possibly.
Gun.
Well, it's possible.
I see movies, bro.
One.
I've seen movies in shitty towns, bro, where the guy's the cop. He's catching the bus, dude.
Look at Bumpy.
He has the handcuffs in the bus, dog.
Oh, my God, dude. This was sharing a gun, dog.
He's got a badge in the bus.
Hurry up, bro. He's getting away. It's like a, bro, this is a funny.
Who's gun?
Dude. I forgot where I was. Remember, we were in the South.
Uh-huh.
I saw this little story on the first ever black police officer or sheriff, and
in the U.S.
In the South, and he was in Houston, South. Texas.
Yeah, because I was gonna say,
and he was not allowed to arrest white people.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
I've heard that before,
but that's crazy. He goes, so you're telling me
you have no authority?
He goes, he was not allowed to arrest white people. So what would you do if I was asking questions to him in my head, you know, even though he's gone.
Sir.
Well, what happens if there's two black guys and three white guys running a bank? Well, I'm going to blow them black fools away and tell the white dudes to have a good day.
He's just helping white people arrest black people.
That's crazy.
It sounds a lot like law enforcement still.
That's crazy. Hey.
Oh, dude,
we're going to make you the chief. But you cannot arrest the high society. That's what happened, man. And fuck, remember
Copland?
I'll buy that for a dollar.
RoboCop.
He couldn't arrest rich people, bro. Only poor people. Like, you try to shoot that main dude, nothing.
I mean, who gets it today? You know what I mean?
It was programmed like that.
Dang, that's like prophecy right there.
Yeah, man.
So what happened, bro? After you didn't have no social, so what you do, man?
Community college.
Community College?
I went to Mount San Antonio College.
Mount San?
Have you heard of Mount San?
Did you feel like it was pointless, though, at that point? Like,
can I just say something real quick about Mount SAC that I hate so much? When you type it on your text, it autocorrects to my SAC. So,
instead of Mount SAC.
I hate telling people.
You've got to talk to Siri about that.
Come to my SAC. Anyways, you were saying?
I thought you were saying something about Mount SAC. Like, all those chicks like to party.
No comment.
You said you're depressed and everything. So going to community college, like, that was the lesser choice for you.
So you went to all A's, huh?
So did you just feel like this is pointless? Like, doesn't matter
that
I'm going
a little
here?
Bit.
Like, I'm just going through the motions?
A little bit, because I didn't know how long my immigration limbo was going to last. So that's how I got into entertainment. Because I was like, I don't know how long I'm going to be here. I don't know what I'm going to do. I just took every single class known to men, from, like, chemistry to anthropology to political science. And I stumbled into, like, performing arts and theater and all this stuff. And that's how I accidentally started doing it.
Did you have brothers and sisters? They find out, too?
Well, here's the funny thing. I am an anomaly within the Latino community because I'm an only child. Which is weird because we are very fertile people. But, no, I don't have any brothers
and
sisters.
Don't be lying, dog.
Well, you had two doctors as parents.
Allegedly. allegedly that I know. No, my dad has three and my biological father has four, but I'm my mom's only, so I grew up an only child, actually.
Wow.
a lonely child. Huh?
So how
not really. My thing is about building family and communities everywhere I go. Do you know what I mean? So like I never felt like I was alone.
Oh, is that but, relationships cracking?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Sorry, what was it?
Oh, I was just saying, so how did you get, you said you stumbled into performing arts and that sort of thing. How did you, you started acting first, right?
Yeah.
That was your first thing?
And it was funny because I didn't want to do it. I thought all my cholo friends were going to beat me up and they'd be like, oh, that's gay. You can't believe you're performing, dog. But I did this play at Mount SAC that I get nominated for acting to compete at this like 5-state acting competition. Really, it was 4 states and Utah, but yeah, I guess 5 states. and out of like 900 of these students who are competing, I won. And then they flew me out to the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., which was like 2 blocks from Homeland Security. So I'm this undocumented student performing like 2 blocks from Homeland Security. It was like the scariest freaking thing in the world. that the acting stuff got me into UCLA. I went to UCLA School of Theater, Film, and Television. And it was there that I was that I realized that there was hardly any roles for people of color, let alone Latinos. And I figured that I had to write myself into existence. And that's when I started writing when I was at UCLA.
This is the most important thing here because a lot of people want to be in front of the camera, of course. And, you know, we're developing stuff for him. But
and you should because this dude is hilarious.
But you can't develop anything if you don't have the writers and producers who are people of color. They won't get it. They'll just say no. They just don't get it. It's the reason why 5 Latino sitcoms got a thumbs down last year. And it's the reason why more things don't get on the air because there aren't people writing these stories. The people who are heading these networks or green lighting projects, whatever, they want good ideas, but if they think the idea is so foreign to them, they think that it's so different, such a different culture or a different thing to write for, they don't understand it, they're just going to say no to it. They're just going to reject it. So if you don't have people in those positions saying yes or green lighting things or writing things, you're not going to see more of this stuff on the air. It doesn't matter how many Latino actors, how many black actors you have, how many Asian actors, they have to be in the writing room. They have to be creating these projects.
Black Panther doesn't happen just with Michael B.
Exactly.
Jordan. You know what I'm saying?
Or like, even with Stan Smith. I mean, Stan Smith. Stan Lee.
Play the song.
Even with Stan Lee, you know, even with him, like, that's not getting made. It had to have both of these.
Yeah.
People coming together. And
no disrespect to Stan Smith, though.
Right. Whoever that is.
Little article you did on
the tennis player. The tennis player who the Adidas are
LA Weekly, and that was one of your point of emphasis. We got DPs, Latino actors, and all that, but where the emphasis we should focus on is the writing.
It's a storytelling. There absolutely.
You so you were in a play?
So when I was at UCLA, I decided to, like I said, write myself into existence, create my own opportunities, not wait for someone to give me a freaking role. So I wrote a show with 2 of my buddies. Actually, it was 5 of us, but 3 of us were the stars. It was called Nigger Wetback Chink, or NWC.
Nigger Wetback Chink.
And
I think I
saw that at the Latino Laugh Festival.
Yeah,
right?
You did.
Yeah, we were there.
We opened the Latino Laugh Festival.
I was on that show.
I remember.
Because I remember you came on, and the guy came on, nigger.
That was it? That was us?
And then he came on slow, like, nigger. But it was cool, because you got the whole play, Rodrigo. You were there?
Mm-mm.
The whole play. That's the only dialogue they have is nigger, wetback, chink.
And it's an Asian guy.
Well, not the whole play. We don't do that for 90 minutes, goddammit. That's the opening. That's the opening number.
That's the opening because it just makes you go, what? Because it just makes you go, what? Yeah. Right away. Like,
because it'll be like, it'll be like nigger, chink, wetback. And then Mencia went up to try to make it into a bit bomb.
It's like mentioning
he was the MC.
The host.
Yeah, it's like mentioning different stereotypes and things like that, right? And then
It was a show about how these
you got on tour too, huh?
Yeah. Made a lot of money too. It's about how these words try to take place of our cultural identity. So we decided to tell our personal stories through comedy because you're not going to address a serious issue like racism in America if not through comedy. So we thought this show would only last like a year, 2 years, and literally we toured for like 8 months, 9 months out of the year, like crazy, and it wouldn't stop. And then eventually Hollywood came a calling, and we started developing this as a TV show, but it was my first foray into TV development, and it was the worst experience of my life.
Really? Because you said in that same interview that it turned into kind of like a social justice piece.
So it was a social justice piece. That's, I mean, when we first started, we were like, all right, how can we actually say something, speak to a new generation, and excite like a theater audience, right? So we said, let's step away from what people think of as theater and bring in elements of like slam poetry and stand-up, right? And the show, it's truly a traditional three-act play, but because it's a comedy, people think, oh, it's improv. These dudes just get up and do improv. But it was like the same improv every night, you know what I mean?
I've been promoting you and that show live, bro. For a long time, I thought you were on Better Call Saul.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
For real, dog. I was like, yeah, the homie.
He's going to come
the
down.
The homie sucks.
You know, and that fool is not even Latino. I think he's like British or something.
Yeah. Walk fucking good actor.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Together, walk down. Better Call Saul, that was Rafael.
Kind of looks like him.
Oh, Mando. No, he's Latino.
No, I don't think he is.
Yeah?
No, he's like homeboy from Training Day.
Like,
oh, you mean the guy who's Maori? Yeah. He's Maori?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't think homeboy's Maori, but he's British, like Alfred Molina and shit.
I mean, the guy in Better Call Saul. I mean, the other guy is Maori.
Yeah.
Did you go to the opening night for Taco Shop?
No, bro. I was doing something else. I was with him. I was out of town.
I was in Chicago, too, but I heard all about it. And it's good to see that movie finally came out. It did its thing. I heard it's like really popular amongst like the urban youth.
I heard that people are watching it. Also, man, Rafael was in Taco Shop. He plays Sox.
Yeah, I don't know how many of these people have watched Taco Shop. But
a lot of drama in that movie, bro. I don't know how many fights were. I just fell asleep, bro, most of the time.
In your trailer?
There were fools fighting, bro.
Really?
The sound guy was going to fight the director. The fucking guy that, I don't know, man, the dude that does props or wood or carpenter. He was going to fight the director and the sound guy. And then the fucking guy, the same wood guy, I don't know what he does. Carpenter. What he does? Cranes or what does he do?
Okay, yeah.
I don't know what he does. The cameras?
Boom?
No. He's the guy that puts the, I don't know what he does. He puts like all the cameras together, like his grip.
Okay.
He's the main grip. This who found a dog. A dog, like a stray dog. So he had the dog on the set the whole time he was there, bro, and kept it.
He found a dog and then kept it.
They were telling him, man, you gotta get rid of that dog. He goes, nah, it's my dog now. And then he didn't like the food, bro, and he started a barbecue on set.
With a dog.
Damn.
I never knew independent films, Felipe. You got to love them.
Divas.
There's some fool got shot across the street and killed.
Oh, I remember that.
Damn.
That's hilarious. I mean, that wasn't hilarious, but looking back at the production.
And then Rick Nahida rewrote the movie and put his face in every scene.
That guy is from Quebec.
There you go.
Yeah, he added more scenes for himself. It became less about Tyler Posey and more about the Taco Shop manager. Whoa. That I was confused about.
I know, man.
Like, it's a whole different movie than I saw 6 months ago.
Didn't homeboy get fired from CBS for that Me Too stuff?
Rick? Yeah.
He stepped down, I think.
Yeah, I know
variety.
Rick. I know Rick. He's actually a good guy.
They all know Rick.
Whatever went down there, I think he got the wrong end of that story.
Oh, really?
For sure. The first thing is he was never an executive. So when they said that they fired him, they said, we fired CBS executive. Yeah. I was like, he wishes he was an executive. And they only announce him as an executive when he's fired.
Meanwhile, Nunez is still there. What?
Yeah, it's crazy. And secondly, it was something about like an inappropriate joke that he made in a comedy space. You know what I mean? He wasn't going down like Harvey.
Right. Well, the article made it sound that way. Yeah, I read it too.
It was really jacked up.
It was bad, dude.
It was really jacked up. And then a few days ago, did you see that the CBS of
Leslie Moonves?
Yeah, the CEO of CBS.
The guy that was giving Howard Stern a lot of trouble about 10 years.
He's still on. Isn't that crazy? He's still on the air. See the stock came down on CBS.
Who's on the air?
He's still like executive, right? Who? Leslie Moonves.
Oh yeah. They haven't done anything. Yeah,
the only homeboy that got justice as of late is at Hardwick, right?
What's up?
But he's back.
He's back.
They've indicated him, man.
We have a couple of projects coming up.
Well, like I said, I have my TV show that I'm going to be selling. Hopefully, getting on the air. And if it's either going to be called. Okay, you have to tell me what's better, Illegal. Or Rafa the Great?
Rafa the Great.
Rafa the Great.
For TV audience?
Yeah. That's what everyone's trying to push me to. And if it gets picked up, it'd be the first undocumented family on television.
That's good. Sweet, dude.
Yeah. It's my goal. Felipe, yeah. If I can do that, then you and I have to make a TV show.
Hell yeah.
But if you want Valentina Garza, I get it.
Well, she's,
well, no,
she's
we're
dope.
Looking,
I love her.
We're already looking for showrunners, but
you have another one called US Share? You Share?
Us Share.
Us Share.
The show? You Share? Yeah, yeah. So I'm launching a digital platform like through YouTube called Annoying Cousin, and we have a bunch of shows that we've been putting up. You Share is going to be one of them, LA 143, a young Latinx, like Latina, finding love in LA. Like, truly, I'm trying to figure out the way to properly develop content that I could then churn and sell to television, right? So this is going to be a platform where I'm going to be developing a bunch of stuff, including You Share. And I still have all my other TV projects, including a Latino Atlanta that I wrote that I'm going to be probably taking out either this TV cycle or next TV cycle.
On the Nigger Webback Ching, you guys toured the country, right? Did like colleges.
Yeah, we did 42 states.
Did you do NACA?
Yeah, do you remember that place? Did you do that? Yeah. NACA, that's where we started. Like, we did NACA, and then the very next day, we booked, like, for an entire, like, year. It was crazy. It was
That's
crazy,
good, crazy. Man, because when I did NACA, I didn't book shit, bro. like the person next to me was running out of slips. I had to give him mine.
Josh Wolf.
That's... Like, when did you go, though? When did you go?
2010.
Yeah, but your agent said that those were, like, smaller...
My agent was asking for, like, I was like, my movie.
He said, those are smaller gigs. I just want to show you.
I kept going, well, maybe we should lower our prices then.
Wait, no, hold on. Did you perform at NACA?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, you did perform at NACA? Damn, how much were you asking for?
Well, the thing was, like, NACA pays nothing.
Hey, they pay nothing.
But his agent was like, well, we're going to submit you to the bookers in a different way, so you'll get more money than these NACA gigs. So I was like, what's the point of this? We already paid $1,200 to be here.
That's crazy.
Like, come on. For a booth.
You know what's funny? Our agent told us the same thing. But annoying. We were like, just we go to the again. Student groups, have them collect a bunch of groups to to get the money for you. You know what I mean? So that's what they did for us.
Yeah.
It's called a National... Activity
Association of like college activities.
National Association of College Activities. Yeah. That's the show where a comedian like Rafael and myself will compete with a margarita mixer.
That's true. They have and a magician. Real, there was like us
over,
and like a magician.
I'm over here doing comedy. The fucking roller coaster next to me, a fucking competing next to me. Hey.
Roller coaster.
Everybody's getting free rides. I'm doing comedy.
But you know what? That's how a lot of stand-ups like, stay afloat, man. Yeah. They book enough NACA shows around the nation.
Yeah, I think if you had been like less known or looking for less, you know, you would have been fine with those gigs.
You can't be asking these poor colleges for like the $50,000 quote that you asked for, Felipe. You know what I'm saying?
So I was going for $5,000.
Yeah, I think. But they're not even paying that much. First time those NACA gigs.
I know my friend. He did a bunch of colleges. And I said, man, he booked a bunch of them. I said, come here, man. Let me see that fucking contract. Okay, I see. These eight colleges are going to get together and pay you $2,000.
They're going to split the cost.
I see.
Yeah. That's how it works. They all split
eight
the cost.
Oh, hell no. No.
For real?
They did them dirty.
They did them dirty.
That's how it works. They'll book you at a run.
You're doing two here, and you have to drive to Ottawa, and they're all like 2 hours away, bro.
And there's no travel reimbursement, and there's no hotel usually. You have to get your own.
So you're
brutal, dude.
Okay, they're splitting the cost.
So you like hardship, huh?
Coming out of the hard-ass things.
You could make half of that with less pain and stress staying at home.
For $2,000, you might as well stay at home. Like, come on. You're going to spend that on travel and food and going out or whatever. Nah. That's crazy.
They get you like that.
Damn.
No, that's crazy. That's crazy. We did it, but no, we didn't. We didn't accept that kind of quote. You're crazy.
What's up? What's your Instagram?
Mr. Rafael Agustin. You can find me on the IG or the Twitter. I think I'm the only Rafael Agustin on Facebook in Los Angeles, but don't hit me up there. It's like my mom and my tias. You don't want to be there. Instagram at Mr. Rafael Agustin. And if you want to look up any of the projects besides Jane the Virgin, I also run with Edward James Olmos the Latino Film Institute, and we have the Youth Cinema Project, which is an educational program that we do around the state of California, and La LIF, the Los Angeles Latino International Film Festival.
Orale, thanks for the shout out, eh?
Yes.
What's up, fool? Shout out to my new favorite show right here now, bro. Just went through all of it.
Red Oaks?
Claws.
We even did Dick.
Riddles the shit
out. Oh my God. I seen six episodes.
That was good.
That feels tight,
he's
dog.
Tiger.
Hey, how about when the dad and the son switch, dog? Oh my God. That's where I'm at right now.
Red Oaks.
Paul Reiser's in it. Dude, he kills it.
That's funny,
huh? Oh, dude.
On Amazon.
How about that chick with that chicken back on Dirty Dancing, bro?
Yeah. Oh,
Jennifer Grey. Yeah.
Her nose is different, huh?
Oh, her whole face is different from that nose.
When she took off the glasses and when I seen the eyes, finally, all right, it made sense.
Yeah.
How about you selling weed, bro?
Hey, how about that? The coke dealer, dog, and the Porsche fool, the fat fool, dog, the bald.
No, how
yeah, but what about the
that little fool? Hey,
Myers,
no,
fool. Josh Myers,
my brother,
Josh Myers,
yeah,
with a mustache.
Oh, that's who
he's so awesome.
Yeah, man. Dude. Oh, dude, that fool's a creep, dog.
I know.
He thought he was gonna stab that chick, huh?
Wait, what's the show about? I have no idea. Red Oak.
It's they're
like,
on a country club.
It's like Caddyshack, like
summer. Yeah, yeah.
Country club.
Legend of Badger Man.
It's like two seasons. That show was on Amazon only. And one of the guys on the show, we were at a comedy show.
Paul Reiser.
We came up to him. Well, hey, bro, I love you on Red Oaks. Oh, you saw it.
You're the
it's
one.
A good-ass show, dude.
It's good.
Such a good dude. Show.
I'm glad it was over.
But yeah, Klaus is a fucking badass show. It's good.
Really?
Yeah, bro, Klaus.
It's really...
It's about these chicks that these chicks who do nails in Florida or Georgia somewhere.
Florida. But they're wrapped up in this crime problem.
And then they do crimes too, bro. And they're all driving a van.
Yeah, but it's great because they're like ghetto. But they're fucking real. And they act like real
women.
Dude,
you ever seen that chick from...
Without being a chick flick sort of thing.
The black chick?
Yeah.
Judy Reyes.
She plays a mean lesbian chick on that show.
Well, she's black. She's a black Latina.
She plays like a dyke, bro. Like a fucking, like a bull.
Butch.
Like
butch.
A butch.
This
she
is a show on TBS?
She looks just like... She looks like Mark, bro.
She looks like Chris Reed is who she looks like.
Really? Yeah. In that one? Wow,
but
okay.
She's lost a lot
Hank
of
is
weight.
In it, bro, from Breaking Bad.
Really, dude? Fuck yeah.
Niecy
He's
Nash.
Good, bro.
But I hope the little weed dealer hooks up with that chick, dog. You're getting all a little heartbroken, huh, dog?
Spoiler alert. Damn it. Don't be telling the whole story.
She dies, bro.
Shut up,
right, we
dog.
Only have, like,
her top falls off.
We only have like 5-10 minutes, so let's get back to Rafa.
Yeah, let's wrap this up. Let's wrap this up.
What's your new social, bro?
Well, wait, how did you get involved with Jane? Like, what's the process like if you want to get into writing or get into a staff writing position?
Man, breaking into writing is so difficult. I've been writing for a long time. Besides, like, theater and, like, TV and all these films on spec. But eventually, what happened after the NWC developing into a TV show, I decided to write my life story, which is this one that I just pitched, and I send the script to Sundance. And Sundance selected me to be a Sundance fellow about like a year ago, 2 years ago. And that's how everything like broke open for me. Because once Sundance like approves you, everyone wants to know who the hell you are. Then I sold my show, and then I got staffed on Jane. But it's really, I mean, this business truly is like you have to be mentored and you have to be like an apprentice to somebody so you can come up the ranks as a writer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so difficult.
And what was that grueling experience that you had after NWC that you said when you started pitching in or developing your show?
Yeah. Like, what was that experience?
Yeah, what happened?
Because I was so new to the game and I was just like so eager to sell a show, to get on TV, I kept saying yes. Like, I'm like Latinos, you know, we're like people pleasers. We were like, yeah, of course, let's do this, homie, let's do this. And what happens is in the process, there's the writers, there's the producers, there's the executive producers, there's the showrunners, there's the studio, there's the network.
It's such a long process.
And everyone has notes, and everyone is telling you how to shape it. So what comes out on the other side of that sausage-making machine was a show with my name on it that I didn't even recognize.
Damn.
So you know how they say that success has many parents, but failure is an orphan? It's like that. Mm. Like, once it came out and it was terrible, everyone was like, well, that was you, dog.
Like, nobody stands with you.
No one. And I was like, oh, I get it. If I'm gonna fail in this industry, I want it to be because of my choices, not because of someone else's choices. So I wrote this new show, and I'm making it the way I want to make it, and I'm fighting tooth and nail for my voice, and I'm finding that that's all people want to hear. Like, they just truly want to know, okay, you know what it is? Then I respect that. You know what I mean? So I've been really fighting for what I want, how I want to tell it, the tone, the comedy, and the storylines that I want to say, you know?
Are you writing a whole story arc and a whole season and all that stuff? Are you just writing a treatment at this point to sell it? Like, what's... Because some people think, if I write a script, that's all I need or whatever. But a lot of times, a network doesn't even want to see a full script yet. Or you don't want to waste your time until you're getting paid for that full script. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So TV,
what's up, Anali?
TV and film work differently. So film, like, most of the time, people are writing on spec and people want to see the work so they can decide if they buy it or not. With TV, you can't turn any pages. Like, yeah. You have to pitch an idea and a concept, and they decided they want to continue working with you. Right. Then they pay you to write it. So I'm at the point where they paid me to write a script, plus I've written out the entire season.
Right.
And kind
you know
of
how
the show
story
Bible.
Wants
so
to
yeah,
go.
Yeah,
yeah. That's good.
So that's how it works.
What's up, fool? Rodrigo Torres.
Hell yeah, Felipe Esparza.
Chilling. Check me out tomorrow on JRE. You want to roll or what?
I'm down, fool.
All right. What's up, fool? Rafael right here, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you so for
much,
having
man.
Me, bro. I'm Thank sorry you, I'm late. Like, I literally came
no
right from the writer.
Right, man. Right.
And if your listeners want to know about writing or anything, hit me up. More,
hit
than,
up, man.
More than happy to freaking mentor anyone
through this. Acting.
Or acting.
Or any acting,
yeah,
anything.
Yeah.
Just we need more Latinos and Latinas in this industry.
Yeah.
More people of color in general. More than happy to do my part.
And also, man, stop asking me people on the internet why I'm not on stuff that you want me to be on.
Call him.
Please. Please. Hey, Felipe, you heard of that new show coming up, Mayas? Yes, dog.
Why aren't you on that shit, dog?
They're getting the pretty people right now.
Yeah,
bro.
They're getting the pretty boys right now.
They'll get the good people there.
Later on, when we need somebody to stab, bro, I'll be there.
All right.
So we need somebody to sodomize. I'm ready, dog.
Oh.
What's up,
that's
fool?
That's terrible.
Nah, the retro do that, eh?
All right, bye.